This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want and join us here on the radio at 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. So don't hesitate to reach out to us there if you would like. And, of course, you can talk about pretty much whatever it is you want to. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Chris.
And Daryl. Coming up here this evening, we got news about taxis. Taxis in California, where you're finally going to be able to get, within the next few days, if you're drunk at a bar, finally, the bar will be able to actually call you a cab.
Well,
and pay
no,
for
they,
it.
Right. They can currently call a cab.
Yeah.
They're just not allowed to cover the fare of the cab. Beginning January 1st, they will be able to do that. And it's not just a cab. They could also use Uber, Lyft, any other ride-sharing service, some other transit sort of thing. And, yeah, it's really interesting that, you know, right now in California, it is illegal, basically, for someone else to cover your cab fare if they have sold you alcohol.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
I wonder how many states have a law like that.
According to the UPI article where I actually found out about this, and I've got a much longer article from the Sacramento Bee, according to UPI, 44 states currently allow this to happen.
Okay.
And
I mean, that makes sense. It's
this is not a requirement. It's
no,
not a requirement, right, but the headlines are kind of misleading to where they,
okay.
The headlines are saying drunk or people too drunk to drive will receive rides come January 1st in California. Well, maybe, but it's not a requirement to the bar that you have to pay for someone to get a cab. It's not a requirement to Anheuser-Busch that they give the bar vouchers to wind up covering yellow cab
it's
fares.
It's just something that a bar does for a good customer, for somebody that's in there, and they want to make sure that that person comes back, you know, the next night rather than getting arrested. Yeah. Rather than going and getting in their car and getting arrested, they'll call them a cab.
Right.
So I wonder how often it happened illegally in California, you know, where just kind of quietly that would happen.
I don't know.
Because it would require an undercover sting operation to be able to actually bust somebody for that, right? Because if you had a cabbie who was willing to provide you with that service as the bar, the drunk's not going to tell anybody. He probably's not going to even remember how he got home. So
right. And, you know, most of the time, if somebody's that drunk, they're not going to remember if they paid the cab or what.
Yeah, they're just going to wake up in their bed the next morning and wonder how they got there. It's unlikely your customer is going to call the state on you in that case. It's unlikely the cabbie's going to call the state on you, and it's unlikely the bar will call the state on themselves.
I don't know, because...
Well, why would the cabbie who's getting business out of it call the state on the bar?
Because maybe they're worried that their license might wind up being revoked if they do something illegal?
Yeah, but look, we're talking about somebody that has a relationship with the bar. Like, not just some random cab driver.
Oh, so you're talking about, like, a small town, not big, giant city.
It doesn't even have to be a small town. It's just somebody who has a relationship with that bar. You go to that bar as a customer or something like that, and, you know, you spend enough time there to where you know all the bartenders, and
right,
you just have them call you whenever there's an issue.
There are thousands of cab drivers in, like, the Los Angeles area.
Yeah.
All of those cab drivers don't have relationships with all of the bars.
I wasn't talking about that. I was talking about, my question was,
you said the cabbies aren't going to wind up reporting illegal activity.
No, I'm talking about the ones who are engaging in the illegal activity. I'm not talking about the ones who you know, are other cab drivers who aren't doing that. I'm talking about the cab driver who is providing an illegal service to the bar. That person is not going to call the cops on themselves.
Yeah, this doesn't make any sense to me either.
Yeah. Maybe I miscommunicated.
Well, it's not the cab driver that would wind up going to jail.
Is it the bar?
For someone else paying the fare. It's illegal for...
It's the bar who would...
It's illegal for the bar or the manufacturer currently.
The manufacturer?
Anheuser-Busch
yeah.
manufactures alcohol.
I know that.
Beginning January 1st, they can wind up passing out vouchers to all of the
really?
Bars that carry their stuff and say, we will pay the first $5 of cab fare
Does
for
that
anybody
happen?
That's too drunk.
Does that happen in the 44 states where this is legal?
According to the UPI article, Anheuser-Busch entered into an agreement with Lyft
mm-hmm.
to wind up covering cab fares
huh.
in, or not cab fares, but you know the fares
yeah.
in states where they're allowed to do so. So based
cool.
on the reporting that I'm seeing from UPI, yes, Anheuser-Busch
yeah.
is currently giving some kind of voucher to
huh.
cover the fares.
Right.
So it would not be the cab driver that does the illegal thing. It would be the bar, the bartender, the bar
right.
owner, you know, whoever.
Yeah. So I say you'd need to have an undercover agent. Going into the bars to try to suss out any kind of illegal activity.
Or you would just need one cabbie to wind up snitching out another cabbie for receiving
right.
rides paid for
but
by somebody
else.
But
if a cabbie is done to start blabbing around that they're assisting with illegal activity, then, yeah, somebody might snitch them out.
It seems kind of silly. Like
keep your mouth shut.
Yeah, you're not... It just doesn't make any sense to me. Like, why would you report yourself for something that wasn't even...
He's saying a competitor... would report. So if you
yeah,
were
because
a cab
driver, people wind up hearing things of, oh, McGillicuddy's down on 47th Avenue.
It's the bar.
They're paying us to take drivers or to take
yeah,
people
but
home.
But
if
they start blabbing, they're going to get in trouble.
It's the like, bar that they'd have to report because
like if you go
it
around,
wasn't. It's not the cab driver.
Yeah, it just like if you go around and you know if you're growing marijuana and you start telling people about it, you know, eventually either you're going to get robbed or the police are going to come and raid your place. So loose lips sink ships, as they say. But regardless, people won't have to be doing anything under the radar coming up on when? January 1st?
Beginning January 1st.
Okay.
Which I think it's rather interesting that it begins January 1st and not, December 30th? Because December 31st...
Drink past midnight, you'll be all right.
...is a giant drinking night
well,
for people.
Yeah, but everybody's going to be drinking until midnight on December 31st, so it's not like it's... I mean, most people that are out
Some
drinking
people
are
might want to wind up going home before December 31st.
And don't drink too much in that case.
Yeah, the most drunk people will probably be after midnight at least, right?
Now, is there more that you... Yes, for sure. Now, is there more to the story? Like, I know that you had told me off the air that Uber and Anheuser-Busch had supported this.
Yes.
Who was against it? Was there anybody who they actually interviewed for the piece that... was like, no, we need to prevent these bars from being able to give
UPI
people rides.
Didn't mention any opposition, but the Sacramento Bee story that I've pulled up that I've not gotten more than three paragraphs into, let me just jump into this.
Sure.
Where they say it's an all-too-familiar scene in Sacramento. A group of friends head to Midtown for a night of partying and drinking, but... one friend has to miss out on all the fun and stay sober to be the designated driver. A new law that takes effect January 1st may not only let everyone join in on the fun, but it also could mean more money for the bubbly.
I love the suggestion that you can't have fun unless you drink alcohol.
Right.
Woo!
Under Assembly Bill 711, alcohol manufacturers and licensed sellers can offer free or discounted rides to transport drinkers home safely through ride-sharing, taxi cabs, or other ride providers.
Mm-hmm.
Vouchers or codes can be given to alcohol sellers or directly to consumers, but cannot be offered as incentives to buy a company's product. So... Anheuser-Busch, it's already been mentioned that they supported this.
Right.
They can't say you to the bar, you can only give our voucher to somebody that drinks our urine beer.
Or that buys five drinks or something, five of our drinks or something like that.
You bought a Blue Moon and you wound up getting intoxicated? Okay, here's your Anheuser-Busch voucher for a ride home, even though Anheuser-Busch doesn't make Blue Moon.
I see there. Okay, more coming up here if you want to share your thoughts. And I am curious to know if there's anybody that opposes opposes this? I mean, because this seems to be a sane piece of legislation that's actually going to result in fewer DUIs. It's going to result in fewer arrests, more people making it home in one piece. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. If you want to join us, it's Free Talk Live.
Ike was such a sweet, lovable animal, and people would want to pet him, and they'd come up, and they'd get close to him, and it would be this instant, oh, my dad didn't want to touch him. It's like, ooh, get the stinky dog away from me.
Even after we'd give her a bath, she would still stink.
Very stinky, both bad breath and bad gas.
I asked the vet, and he said, some dogs are just stinky.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Dinovite .com.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
The ingredients convinced me that it was definitely worth trying. After about a week, he started smelling normal. My husband and I were really kind of astonished.
Dynavite is nutrition.
859-428-1000.
Dinovite.com.
I got my Blink Home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app, and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. 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 I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with 2 teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a 4-course meal. That's where Numana's been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. 855-450-3733. Cryptocurrencies are hot right now, but crypto is where it's at because of great technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took some of the best tech like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations and they are creating a secure platform for money and messages that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. And it's here now. Zencash.com is where you can go to learn more about Zencash, a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. And I took that out of their white paper, so like that's not me just, you know, making something up. These guys really are interested in peace. And we did an interview with one of the co-founders earlier this week. Because when I heard about Zencash, and I thought, okay, here's another cryptocurrency.
Yeah.
And I, okay. And, you know, I actually took the time to look into it and was really happy when I saw the word voluntarism in the white paper.
Yeah.
So, like, that gave me a better feeling about this because, to me, I think that, you know, it shouldn't be, but the politics of the programmers who are behind a cryptocurrency should be important to you.
Yes.
Because if the programmers are arch statists, then you shouldn't be surprised when they sell out to the big banks or the governments.
Yeah, and I've been seeing this thing advertised on Twitter, AML blockchain.
God.
Where the claim is that it's going to be, you know, a decentralized AML KYC
AML
compliant.
Means money laundering, KYC means know your customer.
Yeah. So the claim is it's going to be a decentralized distributed AML KYC blockchain distributed cryptocurrency.
Why didn't they call it obedience coin?
I don't know.
That's what it is.
That's exactly what it is. But yeah. They used things that are words. But when you put them in the sentence together, they don't make sense. So how do you have something that is decentralized and distributed and AML KYC compliant?
That's just part of they bake it into the system. I mean, you can decentralize and distribute a compliant organization. You can do that. It's just that the cryptocurrencies that we started with, like the original Bitcoin, which no longer basically exists, that had a very libertarian starting point. Unfortunately, from what I understand, the bankers came in with $100 million and basically bought off a bunch of the programmers, ran Gavin Andreessen, who is a Free Talk Live listener, and the guy that Satoshi Nakamoto, the anonymous creator of Bitcoin, handed the keys to the kingdom over to when Satoshi disappeared. They booted his ass out of the programming group, as I understand it, and they took it over. And so now you've got Bitcoin that's been basically ruined. Its price is looking good, but you can't use the thing for pretty much any purchases.
It's difficult.
Use it for small purchases.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they've run all the microtransactions. They've run all the poor people out. The billions of people that would have had access to Bitcoin and did in the past, they cannot any longer.
It's not just microtransactions. We're talking about, what, $20 here for a fee to send Bitcoin?
That's what it is, and that's down. It was $30 last week.
Yeah, it's. I've still been using it, but it's difficult. When I use it, it's pretty much through Save at Purse, and you know I do it a lot. But it's like I have to send $1,000 at a time in order to make it really get the best deal. Otherwise,
I wonder if Save at Purse has seen a real downturn in usage.
I want to see them, start accepting some other
Bitcoin Cash or Dash.
Yeah,
or something.
Cash. Yeah, I had a bunch of Bitcoin Cash, and I had to send. I accidentally bought more than I intended, and then I ended up having to convert back to Bitcoin in order to spend it on Save at Purse.
Yeah, it's a mess right
now. So, yeah, I'm really glad, though, that Zencash has come on board as a sponsor because I really like Zerocoin, which is the protocol that provides the privacy.
Zero-knowledge proof.
Right, the zero-knowledge proof that Zencash is based around.
You've been a big fan of that, so, yeah, I was
way before it was even out, before the code for years.
And they've also rolled in a secure messaging system into Zencash as well, so it's a blockchain-based encrypted messaging client.
Yeah, I was reading a little bit about that.
I've yet to try it.
I haven't. Unfortunately, it's still, I think a lot of this is still in its infancy.
It's brand new.
Zencash is certainly, from what I've looked at it so far, has got a lot of the stuff that I don't think is quite there yet with Zcash.
Right.
They're trying to
take Zcash to the next level. Check it out at zencash.com. Let's go to Rudy. We'll get back into the California drive the drunks home law here in moments. Rudy, listening to K-Talks, welcome. You're on Free Talk Live in Bullhead City.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Rudy.
Happy New Year.
Thanks.
I listened to this podcast that used to be on a local station out here, but then they got rid of them, but I still listen to them online out of Omaha, Nebraska. And really good show, you know. And there's a commercial that I don't really listen to because I'm not in Omaha, Nebraska, but it's in an attorney's office. And since the last 12 years, they have offered free, you know, drunks rides home.
Mm-hmm.
They've done over 16,000 of these, and they put their number out there for this weekend and said, you know, anyone, please call. And if you think about it, it is brilliant business.
Good marketing. Did that article that you were reading about, like, give any statistics on, like, reduced fatalities, car accidents, things like that?
No, it's just commercial.
Okay. It's the attorney advertising
it.
What they do.
16,000 okay. free rides. And then if you think about it, the taxi companies, okay, you get a ride home from the bar. You got to call the taxi company in the morning anyway to get back to your car, right?
That's true.
they're gonna get business.
But yeah, they get it on both ends. Right.
Yeah, the public relations for the drunk driving back in the 80s when I got my second drunk driving in California, I could have paid a taxi driver to take me from L.A. to Frisco and back and tipped him $2,000, and it would have been cheaper than all the fines and the assigned risk and the SR-22s and all crap that went along with that. It would have been so much easier and cheaper because it was really, really expensive. And I don't know if anyone has ever not understood exactly how they got home, how scary that is to realize that, you know, well, unfortunately, a lot of people that are drunk and they kill somebody, they live, you know? You got to live with that the rest of your life. That'd be terrible. Thank goodness I don't drink anymore, but a lot of people do.
Yep, that's always the best choice is to go without. But if people are doing this new law in California is going to allow them to be given a ride home by the bar or by one of the alcohol companies.
I didn't know that. It's a law.
You must have missed the first bit of the show.
I did.
So what the news is that in California, until coming up here on the 1st,
yes,
it is illegal in California for a bartender to call a cab and pay for that cab for the customer.
Correct. And alcohol manufacturers and licensed sellers.
Right. And so now that's going to become legal for that to happen in California, which is likely going to save a lot of people a lot of heartache, a lot of legal problems, DUIs, accidents.
Hold on. Re-looking at the words here, if the bartender paid out of their own pocket,
then it's legal?
That might be legal,
but if
the bar has a policy of we will pay yellow cab.
Rudy, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate your experience on the issue. And we do have coming up, Daryl, you're going to share with us some of the opposition, because I'd ask, who could possibly oppose this? Who out there could oppose, you know, being able to give a drunk person a ride home legally? To me, it's bewildering, so we'll see what they have to say for themselves coming up here in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You may dial toll free to join us here. Our number, 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. The Skype username is lrn.fm. And if you're out there and you're somebody who actually opposes this new law that's going to go into effect coming up here in a few days in California, which will allow legally for a bartender or the bar officially to pay for a ride home, to call a cab.
And or the alcohol manufacturer.
And then pay for a ride home. Now, usually in that case, still they would have a deal with the bar, and the bar would be handing it out.
Correct.
Half of them. To call a cab for a drunken customer so that person can get home without getting behind the wheel of their own car and then possibly causing a wreck. Or getting pulled over and getting arrested for a DUI. Either one of those outcomes is bad, and we can now avoid that in California through the allowing of the generosity of the bar owners or the alcohol manufacturers in this particular case. They want to keep their customers coming back. You know, okay, whether you agree or not with people drinking, and I suspect that's where these people who are opposing this law are coming from, whether you agree or not with people drinking, they're going to drink. And so you have to, my understanding or my belief, if you are a compassionate person, you have to allow for other people to express compassion to these people.
Yes.
Because, you may want to have them hit rock bottom and you might feel like, oh, well, if they go to jail, then that will help them hit rock bottom and then they'll finally reach out and look for help for their problem. Maybe, maybe not. There's plenty of people who go to jail, and then the first thing they do when they get out is they go right for their favorite vice. Whatever it was that they couldn't get a hold of while they were inside behind bars, the first thing they do, whether it's to go grab a cigarette or go to the bar or whatever, as long as they're not prohibited by their probation from doing those things, and even that doesn't always
even
stop
them. Even if they are prohibited from their... Well, when I was a corrections officer 17 years ago, there was a guy that was on work release, meaning that he was supposed to be released within the next 90 days, and so probably less than that.
Was he working during the day and coming back and sleeping at night at the gym?
He actually worked, like, second shift, but, yeah, you know, he slept at the jail, went to work, was supposed to come back, didn't show up one night. And I was working the control center for the work release, and it's his time to show up. He's not back, so I call my supervisor, hey, this guy's not back. Give him 20 minutes, and then, you know, if he's still not back, then...
APB.
No, he said, if he's still not back, then, you know, let me know. And 20 minutes later, not back. Give him another 20 just in case something, nothing. So an hour later, I've got to write up an incident report on basically escaped inmate of guy just didn't show up.
That's a
Do you know where they found him 7 days later?
At the bar.
No.
At his girlfriend's house.
The bar would have been an improvement of where they found him. It might have been his girlfriend's house. I don't know. They found him at a crack house that got raided 7 miles away.
Damn.
Where I worked in southwest Pennsylvania, we were 1 mile from two different interstates, one of them going to Ohio, the other to West Virginia.
Yeah.
This guy could have, you know, like, gone anywhere and left the state, been out of the state within, like, an hour and a half.
Instead, he went to the crack house.
He went to a damn crack house.
Yeah.
So, and stayed there for a week.
Yeah. So, let's get back into the story, because there are people who oppose this law out in California that's going into effect in a few days.
Yes. And, again, the law allows vouchers or codes to be provided by alcohol sellers, the manufacturers or the sellers, either directly to the consumers or to the companies, but they cannot be offered as incentives to buy the company's product. So again, Anheuser-Busch can't say, we'll only give the voucher to people that buy our beer. The measure by Assemblyman Evan Lowe would relax the rules to expand that program. The program I skipped over here, there's a loophole that allows liquor and wine manufacturers to provide rides for people that attend private invitation-only events.
Okay.
So this new law expands on that, allowing alcohol manufacturers to underwrite free or discounted rides in all cases.
Got it.
He gave an example of Super Bowl 50 that was in Santa Clara in 2016. Said thousands of people had no options for getting home safely after the football game. 44 states plus the District of Criminals allowed liquor manufacturers to pay for free or discounted rides. Now let me jump down to, because there's more stuff.
Opposition.
Yeah, there's more stuff, plus a quote from somebody from Anheuser-Busch in support. Carson Benowitz Fredericks, who is with a group called Alcohol Justice.
They sound like a fun bunch.
They're opposed, said AB711 would encourage people to drink more. Overconsumption of alcohol costs Californians $35 billion a year and causes 10,500 deaths annually.
They're already admitting that there's overconsumption of alcohol in California, that it's already a problem that people drink too much, and they think that this law being changed is going to have any effect whatsoever. How many people who are so drunk at the bar that the bar would like to call them a cab, because that's what's being prohibited here. The bar cannot call a cab and pay for the cab for the person who's drunk at the bar. How many people who are that drunk at a bar are that cognizant of, you know what, bartender, I really shouldn't have another one at this point, because I know you legally can't call me a cab, and I wouldn't want to have to put any of us in that position, so I'm just going to go ahead and stop drinking right here, right now. I mean, the idea that ever happens is to me, pure fantasy in the minds of these prohibitionists.
Benowitz Fredericks says, the idea that drunk driving is the only harm from alcohol is a real misunderstanding of alcohol harm. Who in the blue hell said it's the only problem? Yeah.
Ridiculous. No, the drunk driving is a symptom of people drinking too much. Right. You know, that's why drunk driving happens. Drunks don't drink to drive. They just drink. And then they are in a situation where they feel as though they need to drive to get somewhere, like back home, so they can go to work in the morning or whatever.
Another fun individual, James Butler, the executive director of the California Council on Alcohol Problems, says, if they, and this is an actual quote.
Okay, all right. I'm
if
ready.
They get free transportation, maybe instead of two beers, they'll have six. And when people overconsume alcohol, they make bad decisions.
It's true that people do make bad decisions when they consume too much alcohol. That is a true statement. But to suggest that the alcoholic or the person who is going out to a bar is going to regulate themselves, the whole point of this is to help the people who cannot regulate themselves, who have given up their own ability to regulate themselves. Because anybody can if they want to. You know, if they have the willpower for it, they can probably do it. Although an alcoholic arguably would have a more difficult time because, you know, that is something that some people are born with, apparently. But, yeah, this just ignores these people. It's just straight-up prohibitionism is what these people are. This is the temperance movement. These are the people who, if they had their druthers, they would outlaw alcohol entirely. They'd go through the whole, all of it all over again, the whole prohibition. They don't care about all of the fact that, you know, prohibition was a total mistake. It made problems worse. It made problems of drinking worse because then people were drinking harder alcohol and violence.
So,
and
well, what about the actual contents of what Mr. Butler said, to where he says, if they know they're getting free transportation, maybe they'll have six beers instead of two.
They don't know that. They don't know they're getting free transportation.
There's this no law allows so
it allows it, but you don't necessarily know that you're going to get a free ride.
People are
going
to wind up finding out which bars wind up paying for cabs.
Okay, they might. That's true.
So if you go to the bar that you know is going to pay for a cab, are you just going to all of a sudden, yep, I'm going to drink a six-pack instead of just having
one or two? What's the problem with that if they get home safely?
The idea is they're hurting themselves, right? So, okay, they're going to get home safely, but the prohibitionist is saying, well,
maybe they won't get home safely. Maybe they'll get picked up by an axe murderer
all right,
that's
hold on.
Flirting with them.
We're coming up here. Free talk live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up two tubes of Dogasuds.
Get the third tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogasud shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogasuds. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dinovite.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas? Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME 44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME 44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME 44 to 42424.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Excuse me, sir. Could you take a picture of my family and me with my cell phone?
Sure. Sure, Mrs. Anderson. Smile for the camera.
Too bad hackers never get proper permission to access your cell phone or computer camera. Anyone is or could be susceptible to illegal spying. That's why VirtualShield.com has developed Identisafe, a new security software that blocks camera and microphone access from unwanted spies. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Live, you dial toll free and bring up whatever you want. Our number here is 855-450 free like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, and the Skype username here is lrn.fm. And Acapulco is not quite right around the corner, but it's going to be coming up fast. It's a month and a half. Basically, from now, you can join Free Talk Live at the Princess Resort in Acapulco, Mexico, coming up February 15th through the 18th. Not too late to get your tickets for seeing some great speakers, including Ron Paul, who will be headlining the event. They'll be making Anarchy Great Again with other great speakers, including G. Edward Griffin, Jeffrey Tucker, Roger Ver, Larkin Rose, Jeff Berwick, Bruce Fenton, Brett Vinod, Julia Taransky, Dana Martin, Juan Galt, Adam Kokesh, Carrie Wedler, Vit Yedlaika, and Sterling Lujan, plus live music from Jordan Page, Backwards, Rob Hustle, and more. It's a big liberty-oriented party networking event convention. It's the best one going on out there, in my opinion. Check it out at Anarchapulco.com, February 15th through the 18th. There's also going to be other events going on sort of in tandem with that, and you can pay a little extra and get access to things like the Health and Wellness Retreat and Change Media University featuring Luke Radowski. But there's also Cryptopulco, which is included in your regular ticket. That's the final day of February 15th through the 18th, where it's all going to be about cryptocurrency. So check it out. And Anarchapulco, that's Anarcha with an A, Anarchapulco.com, and use code FTL, like Free Talk Live, and you'll save 10% off your tickets. We'll look forward to seeing you there. Once again, Anarchapulco.com, code FTL for 10% off the regular ticket pricing. All right, so we're talking about this news out of California, where they're finally going to be allowing bars and alcohol manufacturers to provide paid rides home for drunken customers.
Yes.
Which, as of right now, is illegal and has been illegal for some time out in California, as well as six states total. So California is not the only state where this is prohibited, but it's
correct.
Allowed in
none
most states.
None of the articles that I've seen on this mention what those states are where it is still illegal.
Yeah, I'd be curious to know that as well. But we were just reading, Daryl, you had some of the quotes from the opposition, the people who wanted to keep things the status quo, to keep it illegal. Like, it wouldn't be illegal for you as a customer in the bar to pay for the person's ride home who's maybe sitting next to you at the bar and
correct.
You think they need a ride home. That's fine. But if the bar does it, then it's illegal. And so that's what's changing.
Right. And also, again, it's allowing the manufacturers.
That's right.
And the only reason I keep mentioning Anheuser-Busch is because they've already partnered with Lyft in states where they're allowed to do this.
Mm-hmm.
And the article here mentions that they've already provided more than 64,000 rides.
Wow.
And someone from Anheuser-Busch Corporate Social Responsibilities Department says drunk driving is 100% preventable, and offering safe rides is one more way that we can have a real impact on reducing it. And again, the bill opposed by Alcohol Justice and this other entity called California Council on Alcohol Problems.
That was the quote that we had finished off, the one with the California Council. Can you read that quote again? Because we were still kind of in the middle of discussing it.
If they get free transportation, maybe instead of two beers, they have six. And when people overconsume alcohol, they make bad decisions.
It's definitely true, the latter part, that people do make bad decisions, but, I mean, would this group also be opposed to having designated drivers? Because in the case that the article gave us in the very beginning was sort of this example, this, kind of typical example of, well, designated driver, you can't go have fun because you're driving your friends. So the idea, of course, behind the designated driver is that you have somebody who's sober who's going to be able to take
correct.
You to the bar and take you home. Would this group oppose designated drivers because they know that the people who are going with a designated driver know they don't have to drive home, so they drink till they're, dead or whatever. They drink way more than they otherwise would. That's basically the argument they're making.
Generally, a designated driver is going to be a friend,
mm-hmm.
right? Like, you're not just going to, go find some random person downtown. Hey, you want to go to the bar and be my designated driver?
No,
which means that a friend is more likely to wind up telling someone, hey, Ian, I really think you've had too much. You need to, knock it off and let's go ahead and go home.
Yeah.
And, let's get you some coffee, buddy.
Okay,
so
I'll
a
give
friend
you that.
Is more likely to look out for
I'll
their
give you
friend.
That, but the point they're making here to oppose this bill is that the single person who doesn't have any friends with them is going to go to the bar and they're going to drink way too much because they know they're going to get a free ride home. That's what their concern is, right? That's the statement that they're making here.
They'll have six instead of two.
Right. So that's their concern. That's also true of people going with designated drivers. I know what you're saying is that the designated driver is more likely than a total stranger to say, hey, you've had enough. But again, the bartender's also supposed to say, hey, you've had enough.
Right, so because if... And I know in New Hampshire, and I don't know about every other place, but I'm guessing most other places, it is illegal to serve someone who is drunk.
Obviously drunk, yeah.
It is illegal to serve them more alcohol.
Right. So that's already sort of in place, supposedly. But regardless, the fact that there's a designated driver, I think they're right. I think that if a person knows they don't have any responsibility, they are more likely to drink a little bit more. And they're suggesting that they would rather have somebody supposedly maybe not drink more than they otherwise would, but risk driving home, is basically what they're saying here. They want to put more drunks out on the road because this is going to put, if this law doesn't go through, then drunks are going to be out on the road just like they have been in California. If this law goes through, then fewer drunks are going to be on the road.
This whole argument seems absolutely
so they may
insane,
be more drunk.
By the opposition. I want to know what logic were they using to get it passed in the first place? This just seems
probably
like
the same logic.
To get what passed?
The law that bans the practice of it. I don't know. It just seems utterly insane to me.
It's probably something, and I've not looked to see how long it's been on the books, but it's probably something that has just been on the books since like Prohibition days.
Probably is,
sure, but I mean, there must have been something.
That answers your question as to why this was passed. It's prohibitionists who get things like this passed. The same arguments they're making now to oppose the repeal are the arguments they would have made in favor of passing the law.
Right, and again, they mention very, very early on that it's illegal for the alcohol seller or the manufacturer to wind up incentivizing of you will only get the free ride if.
I mean,
so we will only give the free ride if you drink 6 full beers.
Yeah. So do you think this maybe came, maybe this law came into effect prior to motor vehicles? I mean, is that maybe how we got this?
I don't know. That's a good question.
I mean, because I could maybe see it
well,
then,
no, because it, no.
But...
Well, I guess there would have been, like, horse-drawn carriages.
Thou shalt not provide a horse-drawn carriage to someone.
If you look at a lot of cities, older cities and older towns or older parts of towns, you'll notice that it's often people are within walking distance because that's how the towns are set up.
Yep.
But houses are closer together. So I'm just thinking, and it's not...
That's how it is here. I don't know if it's that way in California, but...
Well, California is newer, but at the housing that was there probably, back in the 1900s, and so forth that was built, everything was probably
closer
together.
There were probably more neighborhood bars back then, too. And
yeah.
Zoning and things like that ran bars out of neighborhoods. So it used to be that you could walk to the bar.
Right.
Of course, in some places, if you're walking drunk, it's also illegal.
Right. right. Very
drunk
true.
In public.
Yeah. Which is crazy. I mean, I understand, like... I've heard that there's, like, you got a guy who's so drunk, he's literally falling into the street.
Right.
I can understand wanting to remove that person so they do not fall into the street and then get themselves killed by somebody running them over. But to charge somebody criminally with, an act of being walking in public while they're drunk is crazy, in my mind. And I'm not a huge fan of so-called protective custody, which is where they take that person and lock them up. I think it would make more sense for that person to be taken home.
Yeah.
And been taken to a jail cell and sat there overnight until they sober up and let loose in the morning. That's the policy here in New Hampshire. I don't know how many states have it. I suspect quite a few do. Where if you're obviously drunk walking down the street, the cops can take you and put you away for a night. You don't actually end up charged with a crime. You just end up with a protective custody charge, which is like this temporary state essentially, and then they let you go. It's crazy. They could just take the guy home.
Is this like, if
they're going to drive to the jail, you might as well drive him home.
Is this beyond a certain point, and how would they even determine that point?
I don't think they have to administer a BAC to do a protective custody.
So
I could be wrong.
They can
that.
Just do anybody, even if they're not drunk, essentially.
In theory, yeah, I suppose they could. All they'd have to do is accuse you of being drunk.
I mean, this is just insane, a violation of people's rights.
Sure
this
is. The toll freedom of the idea is you're putting yourself in danger, so they're protecting you from yourself, so you don't fall into traffic. 855, 4, now it's not to say, people have fallen into traffic before.
I'm sure it happens.
855-450 free like freedom. You take control. Join us here on Free Talk Live.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.